are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about what to do when you get a difficult diagnosis. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, over the years, we have received so many panicked calls from clients because they or someone close to them has just received a difficult diagnosis. What should someone do when they receive a difficult diagnosis?
So to be clear, we're talking about rare, difficult, incurable, unknown types of diagnoses. And here's what you do. You identify and remove the negative energy. For every medical condition, the most valuable thing you can do is to remove the root of the medical condition, which is the negative energy.
Well, Jason, I don't understand why negative energy is at the root of all medical conditions. Can you explain?
Okay. So if you were to talk to a doctor or scientist, about any condition. I remember we're going to talk about my daughter in just a minute who had cancer when she was 14. And I remember talking to her oncologist. And I asked him one time, well, how is it caused? Because we'll get to that anyways. But so I asked him, what causes this kind of cancer? And he gave me a very long answer. And he explained how the process works and how the cells change from regular cells to cancer cells, et cetera, et cetera. But at some point, I kept asking him why. And he finally got to the point of saying, well, we don't know. And it's in the point of we don't know, which you normally get to with any medical diagnoses. You get that, I don't know. And this is the answer to I don't know. And that I don't know is what we see as intuitives is that negative energy. Now, since it's not in the physical form, this energy isn't in the physical dimension. It's unknown to quote unquote science because it's we know it exists, but it can't be seen, measured.
It's not concrete.
Preserved, yes. It's okay. Intangible.
Intangible. There we go.
But we see this all the time that everyone's medical condition is a perfect reflection of their the energy attached to them in their essence or their emotional story, which we'll be talking about all throughout the show today.
Okay. I want to add one thing right here. And this negative energy is standing between you and your essence.
And we show you how to remove that negative energy.
Excellent.
It's not hopeless.
No, not at all.
You don't catch cancer. You know, no. So what you can, a scientist can't tell you why this person gets it, probably a loved one or yourself, versus this other person who lives their life very similarly, but didn't get it.
Okay.
But whether it's a cancer, whether it's any sort of other condition, it's always a message from your essence. Mm-hmm. And that message is an energy.
Okay.
And if you start to clear away that energy, the root of that negative condition, that medical condition, starts to go away. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
My daughter, my first wife died when my daughter was seven. She died of Hodgkin's disease, which is a very curable form of cancer. And I remember seeing the images of her cancer, and if you know anything about this is Hodgkin's disease, a form of lymphoma, and there are many lymph glands in the body. So it can manifest in all sorts of different places, you know, under your arm. Your lymph glands are all over the place. But for my wife, there was a huge mass right around her heart. There was a circle. I remember seeing the visual representation of it. So when my daughter was 14, my wife had died, you know, when she was seven. My daughter was 14, and we were traveling, and we were out of town, and she kept complaining of having difficulty breathing. And it was of concern, but she kept saying, you know, I thought it would just go away on its own. We hoped it would go away on its own. It didn't. And so in the middle of the night, we took her to the emergency room and said, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I remember it was not a small town hospital, but it was a small hospital. And there was this whole corridor where the emergency room was, and they had these X-ray readers up on the wall. And it was, you know, it was a public hall, and everybody's walking back and forth, and doctor comes out, and with authority, I think it was, he slid her view of her cancer, or her view of an X-ray of my daughter's lungs, and it showed this mass right in the center of her heart, just like my wife's.
Just like her mother's.
Just like her mother's.
Yes.
And the next thing I know is I was on the floor, and
they were picking him up, is what he's trying to say.
Yes, I literally passed out, and it was very traumatic, because I saw immediately that it was the same as my wife's, even though the doctor said there's no proven connection through hereditary.
Yes,
that. That this cancer passes from, you know,
one to the other,
mother to daughter. Yes. So I knew there was something missing in that explanation. And it was also, as we found out later, that it was the same stage and place as her mother's. It was stage two.
Well, and tell them what your daughter said.
When we told her about it, she said she was relieved. This is the real irony. She was relieved. And she said to us, I always knew I was going to get cancer like my mom. Hmm. So, you know, this is part of her story.
Yes.
And we started clearing the negative energy connected to this story. And we're going to talk about her story in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fine now. She's in her 30s, about to be married, doing really well and very healthy. So,
right.
This, we know that there's much more to any sort of medical condition that you have, and especially when it comes to these difficult ones that are rare or
life-threatening,
yes, those incurable kind of yes.
Well, so Jason, every medical condition has its root of negative energy,
and
right?
And we say negative energy. Negative energy is an umbrella term for negative emotions,
yes,
that are connected to trauma. That's part of your story.
Right.
So when we start to clear this trauma, negative emotions, negative energy, it starts to heal you at the root.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a difficult diagnosis, a life-threatening disease, whether it's cancer, heart disease, or whatever, and you overcome it, at least temporarily, the negative energy doesn't go away. And if you go back to, we did a show on whack-a-mole,
yes,
that's easy to remember, but that's what we talked about, where this negative energy can manifest medically in your physical body, and then with your money, or then with your relationships, or then with something
with
in your
emotions,
yes,
with all kinds of things.
It can manifest in many different ways, but today,
right,
we're talking about these difficult diagnoses and you know, your medical treatment. So your essence is constantly talking to you,
mm-hmm,
and a medical condition, a tumor, having your blood vessels in your heart being blocked, having your heart muscle being weak, all are a perfect reflection of that story. If you could change the condition and what it represents to a metaphor for your life story. It's always perfect. Well, it always lines up perfectly.
And Jason, some people, I know some people are saying right now, well, how do I know what my life story is? Well, we're going to talk about that in, I believe it's the next segment. But I want everyone to understand our essence talks to us all the time. And we have been programmed not to listen.
Programming basically is when you say, I don't care what I feel, which is the way our one of the primary ways our essence talks to us.
Right.
We're going to put that aside and we're going to do what we think we should do anyways.
Right. Right.
And if you keep pushing aside those messages from your essence, pretty soon it gets your attention with a tumor or something else, some other difficult medical condition.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best thing you can do for any medical condition is remove the negative energy.
Okay.
Negative energy is always the root for all medical conditions and can and should be cleared.
Okay.
The first thing you do with a difficult diagnosis is convert the situation to a clearing energy.
Okay.
And programming numbs you from this negative energy and makes it unconscious, which is why these medical conditions become so severe.
Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about converting your diagnosis of negative energy to so it can be cleared and seeing that this energy in the terms of your life story. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about converting your diagnosis into energy that so that it can be cleared and seeing this energy in the terms of your story. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, why is it so important to convert your diagnosis from negative energy or the negative energy of it related to your life story?
Because the power and effectiveness of working with energy is based on being able to be specific. So, you know, it's different than meditating or doing yoga or doing Tai Chi, because those things are grounding energies and general energies. But when you're specific, especially when you have a rare, unknown, difficult diagnosis.
Well, even if you have just plain old cancer, because it's so very common these days.
Yes, and when we're not trying to diminish the severity of that when we say plain old, but the idea is that when you know exactly what the energy is that's causing it,
right,
and you're specific about it, and then you clear it, mm-hmm, it's very, very powerful.
Very.
And one of the things that most people that have cancer is what they're worried about is a recurrence.
Yes.
And the best thing you do for a recurrence of any disease, whether it's cancer or anything else, is to clear the negative energy, even if it's a chronic condition.
I was going to say,
yes.
Hey, wait a minute. One of us must be psychic. I was going to say the exact same thing. Even if it's a chronic condition, there's all kinds of things. And I'm talking about even something like eczema or psoriasis, that's chronic. Well, you know what? There's an energy behind it.
Yes. And if you go specifically to clear it,
mm-hmm,
it can be very, very powerful.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Can you give us some examples?
So going back to my daughter again, one of the things that we were able to do for her once she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, this cancer, she was used as an example with John Barnes. Now, for all you guys out there that are familiar with myofascial release, he's the founder of one of the founders of myofascial release. And he did this, he used my daughter as an example. And what he did is what he termed as talking to the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was way before I started doing this work, but I would phrase it a little bit differently today because of what I know. Basically, he was talking to the manifestation that came from her essence, which was her tumor. And he was, not only was he talking to a tumor, but he was talking to her essence. And he used that conversation to find out what modality to use.
Right.
Because we had considered some alternative modalities, but she actually chose traditional treatment, which was actually worked for her. And now in light of her story, it made sense because I know that a lot of a big part of her story was that she felt guilty that she couldn't help her mother, even though she was five, six, seven.
When her mother died, yeah.
Yes, when her mother got cancer and was going through the treatment and then eventually died, she felt that she should have been able to help her mother and heal her.
Well, and I have to say, if you knew his daughter and her personality, that's exactly the way she would see it and believe to be the truth, because she is a strong, vibrant, compassionate, go-getter woman.
Yes. And so
she's amazing.
So this idea that understanding the specifics,
mm-hmm.
Now at this time when we were doing this, I wasn't doing this work. I didn't have this idea of looking at her emotional story, frankly, as her dad. Now that's what we clear all the time is, you know, we go to her story and we start clearing, and we We're still doing that. And I know her biggest fear is some sort of reoccurrence later in life of some type of cancer.
But, you know, I have just a little story. And the little story is connected to the medical profession. His daughter had not had any cancer for 5 years. And I happened to be, I happened to answer the phone the medical profession called and they said, we want to know how this person is doing, meaning his daughter. And I said, well, she's great. And they went, pardon? They didn't get it. But by that time, we had started clearing her.
And one of the things is that we stopped. What happened is we start using an acupuncturist who used a myofascial release techniques to continue to listen to her essence, to acknowledge what her essence was saying. And we used the acupuncture to minimize the side effects of chemotherapy. But her essence, and my daughter was on board with this, said to stop the chemo, I think one or two cycles before the end. And the doctor said at the time, if she didn't complete these cycles, she would die.
And by the way, she's still alive and well and kicking.
Yes, because we really did get to the root cause.
Yes.
So there's other stories. Let me tell you some other stories.
Hey, that was my line. Jason, you have some other stories for us? Here we go.
We had a client who we lost just recently.
Yes.
And frankly, she wasn't a regular client. She had asked me to help her son. And when she was diagnosed with lung cancer, she came to me and she wanted some help and support. I knew her story, and basically in broad strokes was the fact that she was, she had a difficult childhood, and she was raised by her father, who she found out later was not her real father, and that her mother had kept this information from her all of her life. And she was angry about it. She always felt like she didn't belong. She always felt like she didn't fit in.
But she didn't know why.
She didn't know why. And this confirmed it.
Yes.
But toward the end, she told me very, very emphatically that she had forgiven her mother. Now, when I looked at her tumor, it was being fueled. It was being
fed
by this rage and anger that she had, even though she insisted that she forgave her mother. And because she knew how she was supposed to be, but it wasn't how she really was.
Right.
And we see that all the time. Mm-hmm. Where in this programming world, we program our attitude to be a certain way, as opposed to look at the negative energy that's keeping us from having the attitude that we want and clearing it away. It's a huge difference.
Exactly.
And eventually she passed. I felt really bad. We continue to talk to her. Now, you know, we don't talk about this much, but, you know, we both have the ability to be mediums, all the different intuitive stuff. We do that. And it's taken her a long time to come around and see that it was her anger and rage.
Right.
And she looked around herself and there's all these other people in her life that were the same age that had had not taken care of themselves as well as she had.
Right.
And she was really resentful that she was targeted. She felt that because of her virtuous life, she should be rewarded. Of course, that's not true. That's an illusion, but that's a whole different story.
Right. Okay. So you have another story here.
We have another story. A client who worked with me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when she came to me, she had already been diagnosed with breast cancer. And she was not considered terminal, but she was living with breast cancer, and it was they were doing some sort of maintenance dose of chemotherapy.
Right.
And she did really well for many minutes. She lasted for many, many years. But her story was about being abandoned by her father during World War II. He was a fighter pilot and had some fame, who she was very proud of him. But her mother was very jealous of her and her charm and her talent. She was very attractive.
And very talented.
Very charming. And she was always in search of that dad who left her. Mm-hmm. She always wanted a man to be there for her and to support her emotionally. And she, her choice of men was awful,
yeah,
you know, all during her life. And those were usually the things that we cleared for when we had sessions was disappointment over men, problems with a male relationship, those types of things. And it was over and over. And finally, I saw that the hopelessness about ever finding sort of a white knight that would come to take her away.
Someone to love her
that
authentically.
That she expected that would have happened with her father had he come home,
yes,
from the war.
Yes.
And it never did. And it it was part of her story. But I know the clearing that we did do helped prolong her life.
So there's a couple other things that we need to talk about here. One of them is that, you know, Chinese medicine, Jason, sees our organs in terms of metaphors.
Yes. And we use the word metaphor all the time. It's not really clear, but, you know, for example, your heart is the source of your emotions.
Right.
That's a metaphor.
Yes.
You know, when we look at cancer, we always try and convert it and say, well, what type of cancer is it? You know, is it female cancer?
Where is it?
And then we can glean from that sort of, you know, what the message is, which is what we call the metaphor.
Well, and, you know, it's really important to understand your condition in the terms of your story.
Yes.
That's really, really, really important.
And when you can zero in on exactly how that condition is coming forward in your life,
mm-hmm,
in terms of negative energy and specifically clear it, it's very, very powerful.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your essence tells you how to be healthy. You just have to listen.
Okay.
Your life story is always a major source of negative energy or emotions for all medical conditions. And that the ecosystem approach teaches you to specifically clear exactly the energy for healing of all medical conditions that you might have now or in the future.
Okay.
And the specific targeting of negative energy or emotions is a powerful healing method for any medical condition.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to uncover your story and use it for clearing. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to teach you how to uncover your story and use it for clearing. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, before we talk about how to uncover your story, how does this all apply to a rare, difficult, incurable, and unknown diagnosis?
Okay, simply, when the medical profession can't help, you can still clear. And clearing the energy does all the heavy lifting anyways for any medical condition. And we're not saying that you shouldn't do
a medical treatment
or even an alternative treatment. You know, there usually has to be. The best way to do it is always with working with the energy on one side and then doing something in the physical,
right.
Whether that's alternative medicine right. or traditional medicine.
Okay. So how do you uncover your story then, Jason?
The things to look at is the metaphor of the condition and use an accurate enneagram type, which we've talked about in previous shows.
Yeah.
And do lots of clearing, which opens up you to your story.
Well,
so let's break that down.
That's okay? Exactly right. Okay.
So the metaphor of the condition. Every condition has a message. Now, in general, these are not rules, people. These
and
are
by
just
the message can be, I hate my life. I want to say that to everybody. The message from your condition can be, I hate my life.
Well, exactly. But what we try and look at all the time is some form of the metaphor. So, for example, a rash can indicate shame.
A rash can also indicate something under your skin, meaning something's gotten underneath my skin and I'm powerless to do anything about it.
You know, diabetes typically is some form of depression or lack of sweetness in life,
right?
You know,
right.
Whether it's type 1 or type 2,
mm-hmm.
All heart conditions have something to do with the emotions, your emotions, and right. your ability to work in the world with those emotions.
Well, I was going to say, and how you process them.
Yes,
yeah.
Cancer. You look to the part that it affects. You
right.
know, breast cancer usually has something to do with someone's femininity.
Mm-hmm. Or anger
about that femininity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prostate cancer has something to do with male power.
Right.
You know, and using that power in the world, whether
right.
it's appropriate or inappropriate.
Well, someone was talking about things like a UTI. And by the way, that is, that's about being pissed off.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's a great metaphor. So uncovering your story, you know, first you look at the metaphor. Second, your Enneagram type. Now,
mm-hmm.
we use the Enneagram as a personality typing system.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a couple shows on it. You know, if you're interested, please go and look at that. But you look at someone's type and you've got the beginning stages of their story. For example, as a six, I'm a six. Fear and shame is at the root. And when I look at my story, you know, always trying to prove myself, there was a lot of fear that if I didn't do it right, I would be shamed, or the shame and guilt that kept me from coming forward when I needed to, but I didn't.
Well,
you know, this is part of being a six. You know, Patricia's a four, which is about emotionality and presenting themselves in the world in a way that is either completely emotional and needs to find a way to have some objectivity to those emotions.
And I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. When Jason said objectivity to me for the first time, I smiled and went, oh, okay. I honestly had to go look it up because
I was so stuck in my four emotionality, I didn't know what objectivity was.
So just to, you know, and so first you look at the metaphor of your condition, mm-hmm. you use the Enneagram to start to get to your emotional story.
Right.
And frankly, you all know, everybody out there who's listening right now knows, has a sense of their story. But there's this attitude out there that says, well, the past is the past. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to move on.
Yes, but the past, it holds, and is my term, boy, the past holds all of us hostage, and we don't even realize it.
Because there's negative energies attached to it that don't go away. We think we're done with that part of our life,
right.
Then there's nothing, we can just turn our back on it and walk away. Well, when the truth is, there's negative energy that was created as a result of that story,
right,
that needs to be eliminated. Otherwise, the soul says, hey, pay attention.
And by the way, and by the way, it will just pick itself up and find another spot in your body or your life to just mess with you.
Yes. So I'm going to give you an example in just a minute, but let's talk about the metaphor of having a rare disease.
Okay.
Typically, it's someone that the part of the story is that someone needs to be special, needs to have a challenge to prove themselves. You know, you don't manifest a rare disease without that need to be special or to be challenged as part of your story.
And for somebody like me, what I should have done is taken a math class instead of tried to be special in some rare disease. So yeah, I get it.
So difficult. Mm-hmm. you know, when it's difficult, it means you don't deserve to be healed. You need to be special if it's if there's a difficult process. You know, I remember Grey's Anatomy. This is my go-to, but you know, Grey's Anatomy always have this difficult surgery that person could die on the table.
Yes,
you know, and they go in and they don't know whether they're going to come out or not. You know, but it's so difficult, and the surgeons are all pumped up to say, yeah, I'm going to. You know, I got to be really careful. A lot of brain surgery was like that, you know.
Right.
If you have a tumor in your brain, chances are there's a need to be there's a form of arrogance there, especially if it's all mixed up with the blood vessels that make it hard to mm-hmm. take out.
Talk about a challenge.
Yes.
But through the clearing, constantly, consistently, and specifically, you would not believe the things that you can change within you. By using that, using the ecosystem approach.
So incurable, you know, usually that means that there's a long time that you haven't been listening and responding to your essence.
Right.
That your soul is tired, mm-hmm. that it's your soul is hopeless.
Okay.
And it manifests something that's incurable, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a little bit harder to overcome because if you're trying to clear something, then you're already feeling hopeless about your life. It kind of is at odds with each other. And then the unknown, when you have a diagnosis, we don't know what's wrong. Again, being special, mm-hmm. having something that's challenging, mm-hmm. you know, having to uncover the secrets, you know, if that's part of your life story, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, I don't think we're gonna have time for your example, but let's,
no problem. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
All rare, difficult, and incurable unknown conditions improve with specific clearings.
Yes.
Uncovering your story is a lifetime process. Start by clearing and knowing your Enneagram type.
Okay.
Any type of specific clearing is very helpful. So use the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And even if today, right now, you're healthy, this is the best preventative thing you can do is by clearing the negative energy attached to your story. And the ecosystem approach teaches you a way to uncover your story and heal current and future medical problems.
I love it. So Jason, let's teach our listeners out there, beginners and non-beginners, let's teach them how we do energy work.
Okay. All you have to do is follow along in the next segment. Mm-hmm. When we say and to eliminate, use your imagination, gather up all the things that we're saying, whether it's anger and hate or veils and illusions or barriers, gather those all up in your body and blow them into an imaginary trash can. Okay. Now, if you have an actual trash can next to you while you're doing this, blow it into that. And if you're driving, use it in your mind's eye, blow it into an imaginary trash can, and then we go on to the next emotion. Very simple.
Okay. And then after that, what we do is we activate life force. It's the most powerful energy we have access to. And this life force, what you're going to do is you're going to pull it in through the, we're going to call upon it. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our torso and our arms, and then all the way to the tips of our toes. And then we're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and we're going to ask it to get rid of any negative energies that are left behind. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you uncover your story and heal your difficult medical condition, whatever it might be. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you uncover your story and heal your difficult medical conditions. Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any fear, terror, or panic I have because someone close has received a difficult diagnosis, or if I've received a difficult diagnosis. Take a breath. Gather up all that fear, terror, and panic. Blow it into that imaginary trash can. Bigger breath doesn't help you. you don't have to put your head in the trash can. You just kind of direct it in that
exactly.
That area.
It's more about your intention.
Yes.
So now let's just cut it a little bit shorter and say, and to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that that clearing the negative energy
Attached to you can help.
Thank you. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier, so I can see that all medical conditions have negative energy and negative emotions that need to be cleared. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my story and start to clear it specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear, worry, or anxiety that I have about me or someone close to me regarding their health or my health. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers that keep me from seeing the messages from my essence about my condition or any of my conditions. I should say, and any of my conditions. Take a breath.
The truth is the minute you start clearing, and you do this in general, even if it's a generalized clearing, even if you do the clearings with us every week at the end of the show, it's going to help you. It's mm-hmm. going to start to uncover your story.
Yes, exactly. So,
and to eliminate my guilt and shame that says I did something wrong, which is always an illusion, and that's the reason I'm sick.
Yes.
That's the reason someone close to me is
I deserve this.
Yes. Take a breath.
Well, that happens to be the next one. And to eliminate the false belief that I deserve to be sick or have an incurable condition or a chronic condition, when the truth is, no, you don't. That's just negative energy. Get rid of it. Starting right now. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the guilt that I have in my life that says I'm supposed to lead a perfect life. And mm-hmm. if I don't, it's my fault. When the mm-hmm. truth is, we come here to learn.
Yes.
We don't make mistakes, then we're not learning.
Yes.
So it's never about being perfect. And if there's a problem, just clear it. So take a breath.
And to eliminate any victim energy I have that makes me susceptible to illness, disease, or discomfort. Take a breath. You don't need that. And blow it out.
And to eliminate my anger, bitterness, and hate I have about my medical condition or the medical condition of someone close to me.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my power that comes from clearing my essence related to what? My story. Take a nice breath. Easy on yourself here.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my negative energy can heal me in a profound way when I clear it specifically, constantly, and consistently.
Love it.
Take a breath.
Jason, can we activate life force now?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can trust that I have the power to overcome any difficult medical diagnosis. Take a breath.
Pull that in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your arms and your torso to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that is left behind. And activate life force so I can see my life in terms of energy, which, by the way, we all are, and my life story. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the power over my negative energy, my negative emotions, and the problems they create in my life. Take a breath.
Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. We're talking about life force energy. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy left behind. And activate life force energy so I can be happy and, of course, healthy, creative, have laughter and love and fun and peace and harmony and just have understanding of who I am so I can clear the guilt and shame about things that I've done in my life. I don't need any of that negative energy now and in my future. Take a nice breath. Pull in life force right now. Let it go all the way down your body. Tips of your toes, turn it around. Blow out any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We'll talk about a difficult condition. We're going to talk about migraines. Mm-hmm. It's invisible pain that can be excruciating. We have natural solutions that are effective.
Yes.
And this is going to be an amazing show because we're basically going to jump into the metaphor of what a migraine is.
Right.
And see if you can use that understanding to help understand your emotional story and start to clear the energy that it's causing your migraines.
Exactly. You know, migraines, we've talked to several people through the years who this is a chronic condition for them. And it's time for us to really help people out there in radio land to understand you don't have to be stuck in this one.
There's really not much help and there's no real cures.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're going to take a deep dive into this one, into this debilitating condition. So if some parts of you get the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. And look for the radio tab.
So if you're out there today and you're perfectly healthy, or maybe you have a medical condition, a chronic condition, or maybe you have just received a really difficult diagnosis, whether it's rare, chronic, incurable, or unknown, mm-hmm. This is what you do. You go to our website right now at www.livinglighter.org, look for the newsletter tab and sign up for our newsletter, because the best thing you can do is start clearing every week with us, mm-hmm. and listen to our radio show, and your emotional story is going to be start to be uncovered. Now, even if you're perfectly healthy today, this is the best insurance you can take out because it's perfectly free. There's nothing, we're not charging you for any of this. And we just need your name and
email address. There you go.
So, and if you like the show today, go like us on Facebook. You're welcome to leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. And again, our website address is www.livinglighter.org. And then go to the newsletter tab. Go sign up for our newsletter right now.
Okay. And what about Facebook, Jason?
Just go like us. We're at livinglighter.org.
He gets really upset if you don't like him. So, you know, help me out here so I don't have to hear him whine. I didn't say that, did I? Anyway, definitely. And by the way, there's always a story in the newsletter. It's a good one. Jason always makes it very relevant to the show. So we will connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.